it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger.
You needed to be tough, determined and fit to take part in the first ever exercise Rhino Soldier held in Senilaga. Add to the 16-kilometre course a huge helping of snow and temperatures half a degree above freezing, well, that's when you've got a real challenge on your hands. Sergeant Paul Greaves from 26 Royal Artillery says that the emphasis on the event is on developing physical fitness within one UK armoured division.
The GOC is very keen on his soldiers being fit, robust, able to go on operations, and an event like this, it gives them that edge as well. It does weed out the chaff, really, let's be honest. There's going to be a few slow ones, but turning up and doing it is a big tick in the box.
As they make their way to the start line, Captain Rachel Lamont, SO3 ETS branch at Headquarters 1 Div, and her husband, Captain Paul Lamont, explain why they decided to get involved.
We decided to enter as a married couple, a bit of competition and a bit of fun.
And what training have you done for it?
We've done a couple of booted runs, literally at the weekend, and that's about it.
Are you feeling prepared, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think it'll be a good laugh. You know, I'm looking forward to it.
The event is a huge success as 587 competitors brave the elements to tackle the course. The first half involves an 8-kilometre run through snowy woodland and sandy terrain. The second 8 kilometres hosts 8 different obstacles to conquer, involving water pools, hilly mounds and rope swings. First across the finish line in 1 hour 16 minutes was Mr. Steve Somerville, winning the title BAG Exercise Rhino Soldier.
A big pat on the back for myself, I think, sort of, you know, it's been 22 years in the army. I'm still relatively quite fit, and I like to think that, you know, there's a good standard here today, and I beat them all, so I'm really, really proud of myself, yeah.
Captain Alanda Scott, 35 Engineer Regiment, was the first independent female to finish the competition.
It's a completely different event to normal Green PT. And I was surprised. You don't know who's in front of you and who's behind, so... I'm pleased. I wasn't sure how running in boots would be, so...
And it was a true team effort for 2 Royal Regiment Fusiliers, the first team to cross the line. With such a hugely successful event, the aim is for Exercise Rhino Soldier to grow and continue year after year. Laura Hawkins, Senilaga.